The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. A second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question: "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David does call him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Without love, without nurture, and without nutrition, no living thing can prosper. We humans are no different. In fact, statistics demonstrate that infants that were not held with love and compassion and proper nutrition always exhibit troubles of insecurity later in adulthood, and even more struggles like psychological, and there's many, many other problems that happens that people discover in orphanages if those babies were not held, that there are bigger, much bigger repercussions in adulthood because they are not able to adapt properly. But how interesting that Psalm 1 provided us with a beautiful imagery similar to that one we see with the vine and the branches in John 15, where Jesus says, "You are the branches and I am the vine." You cannot survive without being grafted on the vine. So this image in Psalm 1 describes a tree that was planted close to a river, bearing fruits in due season with leaves that do not wither. The psalmist was comparing people who walk in the way of righteousness to this beautiful tree with green branches all year. And of course, the tree is healthy because it has had plenty sun, it has had its roots with sufficient water because it is planted very close to the river, and it has had good nourishment for its soil. And all this imagery is pointing to believers with a healthy and strong relationship with God. Their roots are deeply embedded in Jesus Christ. So we say they are grounded in Christ. They are stable, they are secure, because they are constantly nourished by divine life. Now it begs the question of what does a person grounded in Christ look like? And this question came to Jesus in the form of, what is the greatest commandment by a lawyer? They know stuff. So it was a test. So Jesus replies, "Love God with all your heart and your soul and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." That grounds us in Christ. Communion with Jesus Christ and each other allows us to grow in God's grace and wisdom. When the life of God flows in us like that, we become stable, we become secure, even in most volatile circumstances. And our roots in Christ keeps us from being tossed around by any storm. Let me ask you this. Are you rooted in Christ? And Jesus knew the formula for us to live at the center of gravity, where you really don't have to balance. You already have a balance. Those who live at the periphery, they have this tendency of feeling like they are going to fall. They can't keep balance. They feel like, ooh, I'm going to fall, because they are at the periphery. But when you are at the center, you don't have that issue of feeling you are going to fall. You are whole, and your emotions and your whole is all together, and then you live a good life with your God, and you live good with your neighbors. Only with a strong relationship with our Creator can we find that balance and be secure enough to be able to love other people with this divine love in us that God has loved us with. Well, I'm not making this up. In these 4 years that I've been here, I have observed Father Jeff love you with deep sighs, prayed for you. I often join him in the parish hall praying for you. And every day of the week, he is here praying for you. He has demonstrated that love for the community around here with the way their Creator loved them. That is how the lenses we should be using, to love others the way God loves them. That's the lenses I should be using. Imagine when we get a call from the south of Memphis saying, "Help me, no one else is willing to listen to me except you." I believe them. They've passed East Memphis, they've passed Germantown, now Collierville. Love the way God has loved you. God has asked to respond with love on his behalf. Just like the healthy tree next to the river, you and I were nurtured, clothed, well-fed, sheltered, protected by God Almighty. And now the psalmist is telling us to take a step further. He says, if you walk in the way of righteousness, you are like that healthy tree with green leaves all year. You are stable, you are secure, because you are fed and loved with divine life, in Christ. So be courageous. Love others with that divine life of Christ in you. Direct it even to those who are not in the center. The boring, the unlovable, the troublesome, all those that are living on the periphery. Nurture them with that divine life, because it was not meant for you alone. God did not love you with that love like no other human being can ever love, so that it would be just for you, period, done. I'm all fed and I'm very satisfied and that's it. No. You were loved so that you become a conduit for that love of God that you were loved to reach other people, and in turn, those other people also love other people with that same love of God. I see, hear, and sense the kingdom of God amongst us, because the way you have loved me in such practical ways that I cannot doubt God's love for me through you. It happens to other people every day. The way you love them, they will believe God, because someone took time and money to love them in real practical ways. I responded to God. I became a priest in the process. Pursue God and pursue virtue. Be in right relationship with God. From that will come right relationship with our neighbor. Ask someone one day, how has your week been? Encourage each other. Share Holy Scripture. That is classic Christianity. Make your environment a place of nurture, not only in your house, in your work environment, wherever you find yourself in a club, make that environment a nurturing environment for those who are around you. You will see that by God's grace, God will use you. So put your trust and your roots in Christ and not in culture or anything else. Serve the Lord. Amen.